T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Before we go to Walter on the West Bank, Bob, you got a text you want to respond to.
Listen, you got to listen and hear what I'm telling you about what's occurring and how coaches think, how players think. This is from 1250. Are you saying that the O-line cost the Saints the game? I say bull. You know what? No, I'm not saying that. It affects, whether it be Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, Andy Reid, whoever. You look at all the offensive coordinators and play callers. It does matter the confidence that they have with their team, their prospective team, and the offensive line. Whether you feel like you got to trick them, or so what if it's 3rd and 1, we freaking running and they can't stop us. That does make a difference with the play calling. So I'm not blaming the Saints O-line. It's just more challenging for Pete Carmichael, even Sean Payton to tell you this. Well, man, we getting whooped. Man, it's 3rd and 1, but it might be 4th and 2. We tried to gash him, and now we lost a yard.
Okay, with the offensive line of the Eagles and the Chiefs, are they limited in what they can do?
Hell no.
Okay, so that answers. Sometimes I worry about comprehension, but exactly what Bobby is saying here.
Yes,
it affects the play calling. He's right. Not blaming the offensive line.
No, it's so like the confidence factor and who you going against. It's like. Well, there was no imagination in that play. Why in the hell we ran that? But all of a sudden, if you, like, whoop them, and then all of a sudden it's, like, 3rd and 1, and you got, like, 4 yards. Oh, that was a good play call. I like that a lot. No, you got to realize man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat, and all what occurs in the trenches. Do you think my offense or my individual talent can beat the personnel across. You know what would be interesting to see? Listen.
And it does matter who you go up against, too.
Right. Okay. I want to see right now, I'm intrigued with this game. This is a game, if you're just a football fan, pro football fan, and you can watch every game now. Not even look. Okay, Jimmy G's out with the 49ers, right? I would like to see what's going to occur with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offensive line against that 49ers D-line and that whole front seven.
Good luck.
And what's going to happen? Yes.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Listen, they gave Tua the business. And you might say, well, Tom Brady's not Tua. But if he doesn't have any time, he's going to be just like Tua.
So defensive front of the 49ers can make you mere mortal real quick.
Hey, who's that Buccaneers tackle always gets called? Smith for holding?
Oh, yeah, Donovan Smith.
Hey, they probably could call an offensive holder on him every other play if they're truly honest.
No, they put Nick Bosa up against
him. Ain't no way he can block him. There ain't no way in hell they're going to have to help. There's no way. If he's on an island, he's tackling him. He's like, you know, at the end of the game when they finally called holding on Smith against, look at Davenport. He just freaking tackled Davenport. So can you imagine that times 2 or 3 going against Bosa?
Because Bosa, man, he's pedaled to the metal every play.
Yeah. So, you know, again, like I say, as a fan, you follow the football and you don't look what's happening in the trenches.
We're going to go to Walter on the West Bank. Walter, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yeah, guys, I got one question to ask you. When we had 4 or 5 minutes in the game, why are we allowing a guy to go 40 yards down the field in single coverage and he gets beat and he automatically has pass interference in the end zone? Okay. How can we
Oh, that was that's a good point, Walter. That's a good point. That was definitely. Well, Walter, I like that question because that was definitely planned. And whether Marcus May was supposed to help out Adebo or whatever, I mean, I don't know. But all I know is it's a spot foul. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady said, hell yeah, we're taking a chance. And then Adebo.
And they had done it a couple times, but he missed far.
You see, that's why on the coach's show, I need to talk to the damn coach or Mickey Loomis or somebody. What were we doing on that play putting Adebo on an island? Was Marcus May supposed to help him or he didn't help him? Because that's a big play. Because look, all of a sudden, it's a 40-plus yard play, and they're on the goal line now, they're going to score. Because it's not like 15 yards. No, it's a spot play. It's a spot foul. So that you got to give Tampa Bay credit, whether it's Leftwich or Tom Brady, to stretch the field. You know what? We going for it right now. And then Adebo got turned around, and he gets – no, it was a penalty. It's a penalty. But was Adebo expecting help from Marcus May? Whatever, and he wasn't there. You know, Tom Brady, did he move Marcus May with his eyes and get him to suck up somewhere where he couldn't help out with Adebo? That all comes into play. So that's the kind of question that I think the fans will want to know. We can't put Adebo on an island in that perspective. And was Marcus May, because he had an outstanding game, his best game in the Saints uniform.
No question.
Was he not disciplined enough maybe on the back end to help out Adebo? See, that's the stuff that is still questions. I got questions.
Because unless you in that room or you in that huddle, you don't know it.
No. Like, you'd be like a defensive back meeting room and all like, okay, you know, they'll say, and they won't necessarily call out players, just say, okay, this is what we expect on this play. And Paulson, you got to get your head around whatever. You can't just be so handsy. But then they might say, I don't know, I'm just speculating here, that Marcus May, you got to help out. You cannot leave Adebo on an island. And if you do that, then you're going to have those results, and all of a sudden Tampa Bay's right there, first and goal, and then the next play they score.
That's exactly what happened.
And then it's a game.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Walter. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Mike in Colorado. Mikey in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to ask Bobby and your opinion, first of all, with Mickey Loomis in regards to evaluating the quarterback for maybe a draft choice in this year's class or maybe next year's class? And if so, who do you think that we can get? Because, you know, like you said, we haven't stopped. You know, we got Drew Brees and all. We got spoiled with him. But
right.
Who would you think would be, you know, draftable in this next class, maybe a second-round pick?
Man, listen, quarterbacks are going to go fast. You know why? Man, there's a need of them. You probably got 14 teams in the NFL. The guy I really like, other than Bryce Young, is Hendon Hooker from Tennessee. Now, I'd have to have my medical staff tell me.
Yeah, because of the knee injury.
About the knee injury and when I could expect him back. But, man, I just see the poise in him, his smarts, his accuracy skills. He's the five-star general on the field, okay? And I just like the way he plays this game. Okay, nothing against Will Levis. Man, I spent a couple of days with Levis at the Manning camp. You talk about a big, husky kid that can really chunk it.
Is that the guy from Kentucky?
From Kentucky, but he's inconsistent.
I've seen him in games. All of a sudden, the game's on the line. He ain't done jack.
Anthony Richardson, who was, from a talent standpoint, he's got as much talent as anybody in his draft class as far as quarterbacking. But his accuracy skills are all over the board. He's not accurate. He's a little bit of a project of a player. Man, Hooker to me. If my medical staff tells me he's good and we can get him sometime next year, may not be for the start of the season, but maybe in October. You know what? I get me a veteran quarterback and I draft Hooker. I double down.
Hey, okay, I don't agree with that. Let me tell you why I don't agree with that. You might say we might have to weather the storm in the future. Anybody that says Andy Dalton's not done his job, I played the position. You don't freaking know what you're talking about. Andy Dalton is not the reason why we're not winning. Andy Dalton could be that bridge guy to the future. I mean,
but you still need the younger guy.
That's what I'm saying. We might all of a sudden suck again. And what I mean by that, in 2023.
So you're going to take it for Caleb.
Caleb Williams. I'm telling you, that's the bridge guy, because I don't think Jameis Winston would want to be that bridge guy. But Andy Dalton would understand that responsibility. I'll tell you, if you look at the games and you're truly objective, I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, whatever it is, it ain't a black, white thing, it's a quarterback thing. Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, has played at a high level. I look at all
Let me ask you this. Would you be against bring Dalton back, but you draft Hooker?
No, I would not. No, I'd be.
So
I'd be
you're totally against Hooker level?
No, I'd be for that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I just want the next Pat Mahomes. That's why I say Caleb Williams. I want Andy Dalton.
Well, you might have a lot of people doing that.
And then we're going to sacrifice somehow then to get Caleb Williams in the future. I'm telling you, Andy Dalton, where we at right now, no, he's not magic, man. Listen, Andy Dalton, based on what he did this year, how old is Andy Dalton now, like 35, 36? Mike, he can play two or three more years. Andy Dalton, what he's done this year is at a high level that for sure next year, if not the next. Listen.
He's going to get a couple more NFL checks.
Without a doubt. Because what he's done in the Saints uniform, he's not the weak link. Quarterback gets too much of the glory, gets too much of the blame, and he's going to also, what he does in primetime, he sucks and all that. Okay, didn't he come up big time in primetime on Monday night against Tampa? He can't catch the ball, too. I mean, he puts it right there. No, he's not perfect, but he played winning football, and Mike, NFL teams, there's 32 teams. Andy Dalton ain't going nowhere. Andy Dalton, the way he's played this season, could play to probably late 30s or 40 years old.
But to answer your question, the guy I would pick would be Hendon Hooker.
Man, we ain't winning nothing next year. I don't know who that nation might get mad. Hooker. They might get mad at me and all that. I'm telling you. I don't know if it's total rebuild and we were right on the cusp. I think we need to focus more. Now, the Houdan Nation don't want to hear this, and the Saints don't want you to talk about this because we got to sell tickets. We got to fill out the dome or whatever. But it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be more 2024 than 2023. We might struggle again next year, but we spoiled. And we want to win now. What rebuild? That 2024.
That's the dirtiest word in sports, word.
Yeah, 2024, that's ancient. What?
We'll be back with more.
Who knows? I might have cancer by then. That they don't want to hear that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.